This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning. Okay, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, good morning. You're all being recorded for posterity, so everyone should try to behave their best. Don't make any unusual movements. Don't cough. Don't sneeze. All of your movements will be recorded for posterity. So just hakol b'sefer nechtavim. I remember when I was a bacha, I used to go to Rav Miller's shir, and before the shir would start, he would say, anyone who needs to cough or sneeze should do so now. Otherwise, it will be recorded during the shir forever. Okay, so the same goes true for that. But be on your best behavior. You're going on Torah anytime. Okay, so we're up to Simon Lamed Beis. And I would like, again, to read the previous Sif Katan. We're in Simon Sif Lamed. We're in Sif Lamed Ches. The Mechaber says, Yase Dalet Batim, Me Or Echad. You should make four compartments out of one piece of hide, L'shel Roish, for the Shel Roish. And Ubayis Echad L'shel Yad. And you're going to make one bias for the Shel Yad. We mentioned a number of times that the hand, the tefillin corresponds to a person's senses. So the hand has one sense, so there's one bias. The Goyin says the head has four senses, so there are four Batim. But you're supposed to make the four Batim out of one piece of hide. So yesterday we learned about, so exactly how do you do that? Do you stitch it? Do you glue it? So again, the simple way you do it is diagram one was on yesterday's page, where you basically form four compartments out of one piece of hide. Now we're going to learn, well, how do you connect them? How do you glue them? Do you sew them? We read this yesterday. I would like to read it again. This is Sif Katan Kufayin Beis, Mayor Echad, the Chatichas Oyer Tfurim Yachad, pieces of hide sewn together. Metzadin HaMagavram, the Chashum Kar Echad, the Magavram is inclined to say it's considered like one piece of hide. V'chein Kazim Shubas Chasam Sar V'chem Simen Hei Sheyesh Lahakel B'tfurais. You could be lenient if it is sewn. You could be lenient if it's sewn. However, if it is glued, okay, like in this picture over here where my icon is, if it's just glued, machmer sham, the chasam sar is machmer. Chayodim seems to say that glue is okay. V'chein mashem ba'ar zarua, v'chein espashit ata minog v'medino senu. The minog is to be lenient, to allow glue. Gluing it together is considered like one, even though the Chasam Sofer does not seem to be happy with it. However, the best ideally you should make it at one piece of hide. Ki yesh machmirin. There are those who are machmir v'soivrin. Deloy mahani b'chatichos tfurois yachad. Oy medubakos b'devek. Mean the Chasam Sofer is okay with sewing, but not with glue. Chayodim is okay even with glue. But l'chadchilo, you should really not rely on either and make it out of one piece of hide. V'ayin b'chayodim. Look in the chayodim. The akopanim tzrichim sheyu hadalid batim prudois zemizeh. Look in the chayodim that at the very least, the four batim are the dalet batim need to be separate one from another. V'loy yiyu medubakim, and not completely clung. So like in diagram three, you need these four batim to be separate, not completely attached. V'loy k'maysha oysen ha-soifrim sh'medabkin ha-yidei devek, rak sh'lamala oysen simanu k'may charitz ba'ama. Not like what the soifrim do, that they... like in this picture, they glue it together mamish, and to make it look like they're mamish for that there are four separate compartments, they groove it on the top with some kind of straight edge. The tzarchianim lahachshar afilu b'diavet. It's a question whether it's good even b'diavet. The miman of shech manu choshma idei dibak or echad. If glue renders it one piece of hide, imkain ein lano ela bayis achas, then it renders it one bayis uvesoyche dad mechitzas with four walls in between the pasul vim ein hadavek oisa or echad. If the glue doesn't make it one R, viish kan dalet batim im dalet charitzim, and there are four batim with four grooves, The hadibuk kinifra dami, because gluing, if you want to consider gluing like separate, then it's two separate hides, psulim. Basically, gluing is going to get, if they are four separate parshiyos, and they're just attached through glue, you basically got yourself, you're between a rock and a hard place. If glue is considered connected, then it's considered one bias. And if it's not considered connected, then it's made out of four different oirois. So you can't sort of, glue is going to get you into a problem. If you want to rely on it, then it's not four separate batim. If you don't want to rely on it, then it's not one R.
Why is it one bias more than sewing?
Because the sewing is talking about a case where it is one R. Okay, it's
that
one
case.
Piece.
The diagram is not. That's isn't that clearly what? Four separate pieces? The diagram, I think two. The one with the
you
sewing,
know,
isn't
why
that
would the
clear?
Sam Sofer say if it's sewn, then it's considered like four batim? How is it like four batim? Why doesn't this Miman Rishach work on sewing also?
Yeah.
You're not sewing at the top, only at the bottom.
Yeah, it could be. I mean, if you do like in this diagram and like this picture where it's completely separate and it's just, if it's, and it's glued along the entire surface area, so then how do you want to consider it? You want the glue to be an attachment and be considered it or echad, then it's bayis echad. You don't want it to be an attachment, it's not or echad. I guess, but over here where you're just sewing it on the bottom. So technically, you know, if you glue it only on the bottom, it seems that like that would be okay. Look, in like this diagram, you're just gluing it on the bottom. You see this glue stick over here, you're gluing it on the bottom. But if you're doing like over here where you're gluing the whole area, so like how do you want it to work? Even if you make it mamish out of one hide, then the tefillin should be prudos. The shema hadibuk chibur, because maybe the dibuk is considered a chibur, and it's not considered four batim. V'chein hatefillin shel hagra hayu prudos va'ayim beber halacha. The tefillin of the gra were also prudos. And look, I'm assuming that they weren't just like four open flaps like an accordion that you know blew in the wind. They had to be connected to some extent. But if you look at the end of the Bir Halacha, it says Vegam Hagra Bibiurai Perkir Ches the Kalim Kasav the Mahani Tfira La Asoy Soy Chibor. Again, that's talking about when it's originally four different pieces of hide and you want to use sewing to render it one R. I think we have to bring a cipher on for this to find out what is done lemaisa in terms of the batim. Okay, maybe
the mindset is one piece of hide.
What?
It's one piece. It's one
they,
piece.
They make it one R.
They
and
work
about,
in it in a way.
They probably use a little bit of glue. I imagine they use a little bit. They use R echad and a ma'ad devek.
If the structure, if the structure of the leather is so strong and firm, it holds together. But if you push it at the top, you'll see it moves slightly. It has a give. But the structure
but what,
of the leather holds
what,
it as
what
that
is
shape.
Holding together? What is holding together the compartments? Nothing?
The structure. No, nothing.
Nothing. So
nothing.
You could pull it
nothing.
Apart.
You pull it apart. Go ahead.
Pull apart
ruin your filling.
I would assume they
yeah.
use some glue. I would assume that some glue is used.
No.
No.
You can pull it. You can move it with your fingers.
Okay.
It has to be
we'll
completely
maruba.
It's a science.
Okay.
Wait, what's diagram three showing? That you can't put that they're attached on the bottom, but you and. I mean, what Rabbi Yeager is saying that they're
where, which
is
is
separate.
diagram three? This
on the left. No, scroll up. Scrolling up a drop. The one on the left side. They're supposed
to
be
separated.
Separate. Like this? Mamish spread out?
No,
I don't think
because it
so.
has to
no,
be
I don't,
completely
no,
square.
I haven't seen any Orthodox Jews wearing tefillin that way. I assume it means not to put glue on top.
Not stuck.
There's got to be something holding them in place more than just, you know, compressing it together. There must be, I'm sure, some glue, maybe not on the top. Well, we got to bring in an expert. I'm not going to speculate what they do. Let's begin Sif Lamates. Tefillin bein shel roish, bein shel yad halach l'moshe mesina sheyu merubas betafran uvlak soinan. Tefillin shel roish and shel yad halach l'moshe mesina, they need to be square when you sew it, and in its stitching and in its diagonal. The hainu sheyu ribuan mechuvan arkoi karachvai, that its square should be precise, the length by the width kedei sheyeh lohem oisai alak soin, so that it has the same diagonal going both ways. Sha'amar Chazal, kol amsa berivua, amsa utrei chumsha ba'alaksayna. Chazal say, the Pythagorean theorem, that any amma in its square is an amma and two-fifths in its diagonal. So basically, if you have a right angle, so the side opposite the triangle, the diagonal opposite the right angle is going to be 1 2/5 longer than either of the sides. You need to square the place of its a base. Okay, so 1 second. Let me get the right diagram here. Okay, here we go. So this is tefillin. Bein shel rosh bein shel yad lachnu nesina shemravas davar alson dehainu shi ribuan shel trius mechuvan aleph. So the stitching. Okay, the stitching on the bottom of the tefillin should be precise. The length should be the same measurement as the width. In order to get a diagonal, that the diagonal is 1 2/5 bigger than either side. Okay, like we said over here, this is one, this is one, this is 1 2/5. Okay, let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Shiu mirubas. Vimloy asa mirubas ma'akev b'di'evet. If you don't make a mirubas, then it's b'di'evet ma'akev. Says the Ram Paragimel Hilchas Tefillin Ayin Shav Mikamakim Ein Loi Tefillin Lachirim Yanichim Leisat. If you don't have any other tum, you should put them on at least for now. B'loi Bracha Ukshezdam Loi Tefillin Lachirim Yanichim Ba'ayin Biber Halacha Sheyu Ribuan. That the square shall have tefirois of the stitching. So it's not just the outer box. Oh, I looked at the tefillin. It looks like a box. That's not even what we're talking about yet. We're talking about the stitching on the bottom. It's pashut that the stitching has to be equal on the bottom and on the top, right? There's stitching on the bottom. There's also stitching that you see on the top. Now, it's interesting. I guess until now we were talking about the top. Okay, let's rephrase that. What seems borrowed to the Mishnah Berurah is that the stitching on the top means after the bias, which is positioned on the titura, there's stitching. You see stitching. Like over here, this is the bird's eye view of the tefillin. The stitching has to be square. That's halach l'moshe m'Sinai. The Mishnah Berurah is of the opinion that it's pashut, the stitching has to be square on top and on bottom. However, it's not clear. Loi brirli l'inyan di'eved, I guess it's mikomag l'chadchila b'vadi yesh lizar b'zeh. I assume what he's talking about is not borrowed to him that the stitching on the bottom is a problem b'di'eved, but you definitely have to be careful. I don't think he means that he's not sure whether if the stitching on the top is not square, that it still might be good b'di'eved. I think he's only talking about the bottom. Okay, one more. Kuf ayin hey, kedei shiyah, perush beribua gamor. Absolutely square. Sha'archai karachvai, the length should be like with mamish. Shiru chachomim kol hashir shiyeshloi, yeshloi ba'alaksoin beiz chumashim noisa. The chachomim were mashayar. that any measurement that it has, the diagonal will have 2/5 more. Alois Isha. But Gam Tan Sach Shia Meruba Mamish. This has to be Mamish square. Of Lo Yia Meruba Mamish Lo Yiba Laksin Shaloi Kishir Beis Chumashim Taisafis Elashir Acher. Basically, if it's going to be rectangular, then the diagonal is not going to come out to be 1 2/5 bigger than each side. And we're actually going to hold it over here, even though it's the middle of the Mishnah Berurah, but this holy Mishnah Berurah breaks it up into a new page. So we're going to follow the Tzuras Hadaf of Mishnah Berurah Pe'er Halacha. Thank you, everybody, for your top behavior today as you're being recorded. And we'll see what we could do about finding out what they do Lamaisa with the Parsha, with the bottom of the Tefillin. Okay, have a great day, everyone. Bracha v'hatzlacha, Kol Tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.